Was that a faint whiff of inflation in the air? I'm David Brancaccio. There is news that long-dormant inflation seems to have ticked up in October. Increases in health care, fuel, and food are among parts of our budgets driving that. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right, so consumer price index, inflation up 0.4% last month. That is more than expected. Is inflation here again?
Not really. So take that in stride. Remember that we look at core CPI, so the core consumer price index, which is ex food and energy. That little bump up was caused by an increase in energy prices. Without it, it was up 0.2%. That's right on track with estimates.
All right. As a market professional, how do you read these public impeachment hearings that start today?
It's really difficult for the market to decide how to handle all of that. And it's become noise in the background. We're seeing the market at all-time highs. I think what's interesting is, as long as the market's at all-time highs, the Trump administration seems very comfortable taking a tougher stance with trade in China. That continues to be a focus of the market. If the market weren't at all-time highs, perhaps that stance wouldn't be so tough.
And what you're saying is, as the impeachment hearings play out and it becomes less or more politically damaging to the White House, they might be more flexible in their negotiations with China?
Quite possibly. Remember that the administration here is going into an election year. The market's aware of that. That does change the dynamics of things. And I think as things heat up in Washington, the administration really needs a win. We need to see some sort of resolution with trade in China for the markets to keep going up.
That is Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, normally in Chicago, but with us here today in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With the chair of the Federal Reserve starting his two-day economic briefing to Congress today, here's Marketplace's Erica Barris.
Just last month, the Federal Open Market Committee announced an interest rate cut. That would make three interest rate cuts this year. Those cuts were made with the intention of offsetting the effects of sluggish economic growth outside the U.S. and the trade war. Today, Federal Reserve Chairman Powell appears before the House-Senate Joint Economic Committee. When last we heard from Powell, he said the cuts are working. With a sustained expansion of economic activity and because of lower borrowing costs, more Americans are buying big-ticket items like houses and appliances. And the labor market remains quite strong. Speaking to reporters after the last interest rate cut was announced at the end of October, he said the mid-cycle adjustment he had spoken about was at a likely end, as long as the economy remains consistent with their outlook. This was a strong hint that the interest rate cutting is done for now, unless things change. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
We're also following Facebook's plan to do its own Venmo-style payment system within its own app, so you don't have to move your finger 5/8 of an inch to select a rival app. Also today, the Wall Street Journal's reporting Google is working on offering checking accounts. Ah, yes, the Fliegscam story now. There's a new travel trend in Europe, and it starts with a little Fliegscam. Apparently, that's Swedish for flight shaming. Its mission is to persuade travelers to swap plane rides for maybe more environmentally friendly trains. For some Europeans, that means new interest in overnight trains. Reporter Rebecca Rossman went to find out more.
Ah, the romance of the night train. Or really the charmingly cramped sleeping quarters. My sleeping carriage on this ride from Paris to Barcelona, 6 oh-so-tiny bunk beds, 3 stacked on each side. Oh, and no windows. But my bunkmate Eric Waugh says the journey will be over before we know it.
You meet people, you go to sleep, you read a book, and yeah, it's daylight.
I ask Waugh why he chose a 13-hour train ride over a 2-hour direct flight.
Because it emits less carbon. There's less carbon emission than taking the flight.
Call it the Greta effect. After all, it was 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg who helped popularize the Swedish Flygskam, or flight shame movement, that's now spreading across Europe. Sweden's main train operator, Snaltiget, says its sales have gone up by more than 20% since the start of the year, while flights out of Sweden were down by 4%. And some European governments are taking note, too. Germany's Green Party wants to make domestic flights obsolete by 2035, while France is introducing an eco-tax on flights that could bring in around $200 million annually.
Could you take the train instead?
And this ad urging people to consider the train is actually from KLM, the Dutch airline.
This is a grassroots thing. This is coming from the travelers themselves.
That's Mark Smith, founder of the website Seat61. It's dedicated to helping people figure out alternatives to flying, with advice on train and ferry routes instead.
Señores viajeros, próxima estación, Barcelona Sants. Final de viaje.
13 hours and 36 minutes after leaving Paris Austerlitz station, Eric Waugh and I arrive in the center of Barcelona. So, I evaluate my carbon footprint using a carbon calculator. Total carbon emitted, 26 pounds, compared to 190 pounds flying. But what about the cost? My train ticket cost 155 euros. If I had flown, the cost would have been less than half that, only 75 euros. Eesh. That's when Waugh says he has a confession.
So I have to admit, I'm flying back to Paris.
Even if he does feel a little bit of fleek scum for doing so. In Barcelona, I'm Rebecca Rossman for Marketplace.
And Mr. Rogers' home TV station, WQED in Pittsburgh, is among the many places promoting today as Kindness Day. The idea is for people to support Mr. Rogers-style kindness in the neighborhood by wearing a cardigan. Doesn't have to be red. Mine is green today, but it's a cardigan, zips all the way. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.